In Northwest News on KPLU, the future of Washington charter schools may be up in the air, but for now, they're still receiving public funding. The schools got their September payment even after a state Supreme Court ruling said charter schools are unconstitutional. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
Within a week of the state Supreme Court's ruling last month, the Washington State Charter Schools Association sought to reassure parents the schools are not closing right away. Both their legal team and the state attorney general are asking the court to reconsider its ruling. And so long as that legal limbo continues, the schools can receive public money. If that public money stops, Charter Association President Tom Franta reiterated he's confident donors will step up to keep the schools open, but none of that private money is in hand yet.
As long as the state continues to live up to their obligation to fund public schools, the need will be significantly diminished from the philanthropic community.
Even after September's state funding payment, Franta estimates it'll cost about $14 million to keep all nine schools open through the year. And charter opponents, like Washington's largest teachers union, say that money should not come from the state. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.